I am low.
With a BTS podcast reply to Nickelby's Cowboy Thoughts.
Billie Jean is not my lover. She just the girl says that I am the one. But the kid is not my son.
I thought I would start off this podcast reply with the king of ambiguity, Michael Jackson.
You'd be amazed how often I hear that.
Nickelby, I think this is a great topic for a podcast discussion. When I first came to ATS and made the decision to become a member, I had lurked for some time prior to that, I thought, what am I going to call myself? And admittedly, I chose a name that was purposefully ambiguous. And I did it because I think I was primarily interested in making sure that it would be difficult to discern my identity. And the less people knew about me, the better. It doesn't really surprise me that people might possibly mistake me as female when reading my posts. And in fact, to be quite honest, I never really even thought about it. I think it's interesting in your podcast that the reason you mistook me as female was because I think you said that my posts were intelligent and I think well crafted, or you said something to that effect. And what I think is odd about that is it's obviously a clear indication that for you, intelligent responses are a female characteristic. Now, listening to Mr. Whoopi's podcast, I couldn't help but laugh pretty forcefully because he shares the same notion, only from an opposite point of view, that intelligence is a characteristic that is apparently only available to us men. And you have to love the irony of the two of you mistaking the gender of various ATS members based on the intelligence of their replies or their posts on the board. And it makes me wonder whether or not we have a tendency to sort of innately look at the rest of the world as not terribly representative of those things that we classify ourselves as being, whether that's male or female, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, you know, gay, straight, whatever. The point being that whoever's in my group is the smartest group. It's interesting, very very thought-provoking notion. One thing I think that podcasting does is that it certainly changes the way you look at some of the members' threads. I can tell you that I've read Benevolent Heretics threads for a very long time, and when I heard her podcast for the first time, I was pretty surprised. And Nickelby, I thought you were a male. The fact of the matter is, I think to some degree you lull people into believing that because I think you have king in your avatar somewhere. And moreover, you used to have an avatar that I think was Winston Churchill. So when Mr. Whoopi talks about a fat bald guy sitting at a desk, that was your avatar. In any event, I enjoyed this this little exchange, and I look forward to listening to more replies. And take care.